Welcome everyone. Continue Shmiras Aloshin Shar Zechira Perikir Aloshin number 91, discussing the greatness of Shalom, of peace. Godol HaShalom, and just to remind ourselves that we will be with this topic for some time, a few more shiurim, and the Chavetz Chaim, it takes us all the way to the end of the perik, another couple of pages, and the Chavetz Chaim felt that every single word that he's writing is worth his time and energy to elaborate on the greatness of Shalom. So if that's the case, one shouldn't say, okay, you know what, I learned enough about Shalom already. Let's go on to the next topic. The Chavetz Chaim say, no, we have to learn more on this topic still. Godol HaShalom Shebechol Masois, Ksiv. Shalom is so important, so great, because by all of the traveling, the records that the Torah keeps of the traveling in the Midbar, it says, Vayisu Vayachanu. Vayisu Vayachanu, they traveled and they camped. And it's a plural. It's in plural. Vayisu, vayachanu. It's all plural. Shayuchayne b'machleikis v'noyisim b'machleikis. Unfortunately, Chazal tell us, you know why it's plural? Vayisu, not vayisa. Vayachanu, not vayichan. Because they traveled with machleikis and they camped with machleikis. Hey, that's my spot. What are you putting down your bags in my location? That's my spot. Time to go, hey, watch what you bet. You hit me in the head just now. What are you doing? What's going on here? They travel with Machlaikis and they can't with Machlaikis. Kevin Shabo lifnei Har Sinai. Once they arrived at Har Sinai, Ksiv, what does the Pasuk say? Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. Let's read those words again. Slower. Vayichan. They encamped, singular. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. They encamped opposite the mountain, referring to the mountain of Har Sinai, in a singular form. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says as follows, Harei Hashosh Ani Noisin Toir Levonai. Now is the time, this is the time, for me to give the Torah to my children. Why? She calls man Shayu Shehin Shruyin B'Shaloyim Zeim Zeh Shechina B'Neihen. Because just as long as there's peace amongst each other, my presence, I can dwell and live with them. V'chein, Vayim so too, it says, V'hi v'shur melech v'is'aseif rosh yom, Emasai, when will the king be with Yeshurun? Yeshurun is Klai Yisrael. Emasai malchuso yishchinos miskayemes b'Yisrael. When will Hashem's presence be with Klai Yisrael? Bizman shekulon nasin asifa achas. When we'll become one single united group. Now, let me ask you a question. It's a beautiful Mamari Chazal. How does this happen? How is this possible that we can become one united group? And the answer to the question is not a difficult answer. And the answer is as follows. If we all have a common goal, and that is one of the lessons from Purim, if we all have a common goal, and the common goal, lahar del tayr ladira, to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not me, take myself out of the picture. Take me out of the picture. What can we do for kavod Shemayim? Then you know what might happen. Then someone else besides me might get some more kavod. But if that's for kavod Shemayim, I'm okay with that. That's the answer to the question. How do we come to a state? Once again, the question was, how do we come to a state? Bis'aseif Rashi Om, to be all together, that the Shekhinah should live with us and dwell with us and protect us? That's when our common goal is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to serve our own ego.